MW.
I'm doing my Friday stretch, and it ain't pretty. Good morning. Welcome to March 27th. It is Dablo coming to you from the Radio Hut. Thank you for waking up with us. Coming to you live here from Dakota Avenue. And I know it's spring because Southern Valley Figure Skaters got something happening this weekend. Actually, show tomorrow and again on Sunday. And I've got Kayla and Heather. And you're the coaches, right?
Sure are.
Okay.
Yes, we are.
Well, tell me about this great show you got coming up here tomorrow and Sunday.
So this year we are doing Skate the Date. So we go through January through December, and we skate different holidays and different important dates in the month. Heather can kind of talk about what times they are.
Our performances will take place on Saturday, March 28th at 6 p.m., and again on Sunday, March 29th at 2.
That is very cool that you're kind of like looking at holidays and looking at different... who came up with that idea? That's a great idea.
Actually, I'd seen it at a different club a couple years ago. I brought it to Kayla. This one was a little bit more of a struggle to get 40. There's 41 numbers total.
Holy smokes.
So to pull together, we reached a little, like we're covering like March Madness, Super Bowl Sunday.
Right.
Some of those as well, even though they're not technically a holiday. They're pretty important events.
Sure. So. That is very creative. That's good creative stuff. How long have you two been doing this with the Southern Valley?
So I have been with Southern Valley since 2006. So this will be my 20th year.
Wow.
As a director there. It doesn't age me, Heather.
Really? Does it seem like that many years?
It does not.
It's all gone that quick.
Yes.
Right. And so the changes from then to now, I'm sure, are incredible.
Yes, they are so incredible. Our club has grown substantially. The quality of skaters, the levels of skaters have gone up. A lot of that I will thank Heather for, and Heather's been with the club for
13 years.
So you're veterans at this. So you see the kids come in and out of the program, too. That's got to make you feel good,
Kayla,
too.
Kayla got to watch me skate, too.
Seriously?
She was a coach when I was a skater.
Okay, okay.
A lot of our coaches now, actually.
Right, right.
Graduated.
So was skating something that's kind of been in your life, like, forever?
I've been skating since I was 3. I skated with the Fergus Falls Figure Skating Club.
Okay.
And then when I came over here and went to college, then I just stayed over with Southern Valley.
How many skaters do you have in this program?
A little over 100.
A little over 100?
In total in the club.
Oh, in the club, okay.
I think during the show we're a little over 90.
I was going to say, man, that is still a lot. And you brought four of them with you this morning.
We sure did.
Yes, we did.
Ladies, good morning. Don't all look so nervous. Don't all look so nervous. This is easy. I always say it's easier than going to the dentist. Now, I'm going to have each one of you step up to the microphone and introduce yourselves. We'll start over here.
My name is Emma Klein.
Hey, Emma. Good to have you here. You're next.
My name is Jasmine Benedict.
Hello, Jasmine. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. You, step up.
My name's Ava Peterson.
Ava, how are you?
Good.
Good. And lastly?
My name is Sienna Oliphant.
Sienna, good morning. Well, listen, you got to figure out a spokesman here. I need somebody that's really chatty out of the four of you to step up and tell me about what you're doing with the event tomorrow and Sunday. So pick one. Yeah, you look like the likely candidate. Step on up.
I suppose.
Yeah, you do it begrudgingly. So the show, how long have you been practicing? How long have you been working on this?
For about a month now.
Okay. And so what is your, like, is it like total time on the ice? I mean, how long is your routine?
Well, I'd say each individual practice for our specific event is about 45 minutes on average. We practice for, I personally have 11 events, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It gets busy. We're there three times a day.
Okay. I was going to ask how long, daily or weekly do you practice? When did you start this? When did you start rehearsing for this particular show?
March 9th.
Really? So it really hasn't been that long,
no.
Right? Are you excited for this?
Oh, I'm very excited.
Yeah? And so how long have you been skating? Is this something you've been doing since you were really young?
Not exactly. In comparison, I started really late.
Okay.
I have only been skating for 8 years.
Wow. So how about the rest of you? How long have you been all skating?
I started when I was like 3. I probably just turned 4 when the season started.
So. Wow, I could barely walk when I was 3, much less be on skates. How about you? Step on up. Come on up.
I started when I was 2.
Wow. That just blows my mind. Is skating something that comes come on up. Is skating something that comes easy for you, or did you have to work at it?
It's something you do have to work pretty hard at. The more practice, it gets easier along with other things. But
right.
I don't know. It's really fun when you get to really get into the sport.
Right. So what's your favorite part about the show? I'll let any one of you answer this. What's your favorite part about the show this weekend? You jumped right up to it. Go ahead.
I like all the group numbers. It's fun to skate with my friends.
Okay. So do you do that in a lot of your routines? Like there's more than just one of you on the ice?
No, there's never. It's always been an individual sport except for show season.
Okay. So who's like, when you look at like professional skaters and stuff, do you have anybody that that you look at and go, that's like my favorite?
I really like to watch Ilya skate. I think it's so much fun.
Just well, who doesn't? Can you do those flying backflips like he does?
No, I
yeah,
can't.
Right?
I don't think I have the trust in myself. I think I would like not commit and it would right. not end well. But I think it's a lot of fun, even just to watch like the upper level like skater skate, just seeing like what they do and seeing how far you can actually go in this sport, I think is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And just how they progress, and especially since our club is like smaller and we don't get as much hours as some of those people do, it's nice to see how much we've grown and how much we can do with the time we're given.
Do you ever look at them and go, how do they do that? I can't believe how easy they make it look.
I do, but at the same time, I also understand that some of them kind of like skating gets to be their life, and for us, it's kind of like something we get to do for fun.
Right. So, are you once you're finished with Southern Valley, do you plan on continuing this at all and just keep skating, or are there other things out there? Maybe I should ask your coaches that. I mean, once they're done with Southern Valley, are there other opportunities and other ways they can continue this?
A lot of schools offer a collegiate synchronized skating team.
Okay.
So there are some skaters through the years that have gone that route.
Right.
Another route would be always coaching.
Right.
Heather's an example of that.
Sure.
You know, when you're done.
Well, what a fantastic program. And again, folks, if you plan on showing up for this, they can just pick up their tickets there. Can they get them in advance?
You can purchase tickets in advance. But yes, you can just purchase them at the door, same price. Adult ticket is $10. And then we do have 4 for you to give away today.
Oh, fantastic. And I'll see that gets done. Thank you. I might swipe one for myself. Don't tell me. Go ahead and steal these. Well, get excited about this, and I hope you are. Is this the one event that you do? Is this like your biggie, or do you do other events throughout the year too? Catch me up.
Yeah, we do offer one other open to the public event. That would be our holiday exhibition that
okay.
we do. That one's not as wild as this. It's very mellow. We keep the lights on, not a lot of props or anything like this. But the spring show this weekend will be spotlights and colorful lights and light up costumes and kind of go all out. Yeah.
I call it our Super Bowl of the
yeah.
year.
I love that. So is there a lot of screaming and hollering that goes on while everybody's out on the ice? I mean, does it get loud in there?
Very loud, especially during practice, because we're all trying to get on the same page,
yeah.
be on time. We got one person yelling counts, one person what's going next. It's all controlled chaos.
Right. Are you guys having fun with this, though? I mean, that's kind of the end game, right? Is it a good time for you? Yeah, step on up.
Yeah?
Yeah? You having a good time with it?
Yes.
Fantastic. That's all that counts, you know, if you're not having fun with it. Folks, thanks so much for stopping in. Again, it's going on this weekend. And again, run me through the times tomorrow and Sunday.
It is Saturday tomorrow at 6 p.m. and then Sunday at 2 p.m. And both are going to be wonderful shows.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in, coaches and skaters. You have a great weekend, okay? And thanks again.
All right, thank you.
You bet. It's 8:16 here, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Well, I ain't afraid of dying. It's the thought of being dead. I wanna go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea. Don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die.